With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. A former pro football player visits Aspen today to talk with students and their parents about healthy relationships. Kristen Kay reports, Derek McCoy says these conversations can help end dating violence.
McCoy is the violence prevention director at Denver-based Project PAVE, which teaches youth to think critically about gender stereotypes they see in popular culture and express emotions in healthy ways. Today, he's working with students at Aspen High School.
We do a lot of promoting healthy relationships, practicing those behaviors together in groups, and really advocating and giving space to reflect upon healthy expressions of our identity.
Tonight, he'll host a conversation with families. He hopes to encourage parents to talk with their kids about who they are and what they value.
How can we help them develop standards and boundaries? And then helping them figure out how to communicate what their standards and boundaries are in relationships.
McCoy speaks at Aspen High School tonight, starting at 5:30. Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.
Author Lee Bisell says the human stories from refugees themselves is being missed in today's coverage of immigration. The humanitarian activist, rabbi, and teacher has written a book highlighting those stories. He'll be talking about refugee stories tonight at the Aspen Institute. Craig Kopp has more.
11 refugees to the United States are interviewed in Bisell's book. Some of their stories have happy endings, some are full of struggle, and some are just beginning. But Bisell says they have one thing in common. They're real.
I find the human story in every way has lost its place in our societies. And this book is an attempt to say, before you enter into a political discussion about refugees, let's make sure we're talking about real people.
One thread through all the refugee stories, hope, which one refugee calls the oxygen of his life. Bisell talks about refugee stories tonight at 6:30 in the Madeline K. Albright Pavilion. Craig Kopp, Aspen Public Radio News.
A national survey shows more than 17 million children are nearly hit every school year after getting off a school bus because a car ignored the armed stop sign. To make sure communities are aware of the school bus rules, this week is National School Bus Safety Week. Regan Mahaffey is the Assistant Transportation Director with the Aspen School District. She says it's not just about teaching students to be safe.
You have to take in consideration the passenger vehicles and the other drivers on the roadway. And that's our most uncontrolled aspect, so that's probably where we need to push the most.
There will be banners hung around the community reminding drivers to stop when yellow and red lights are flashing on the school buses. 2020 is a census year, and the U.S. Census Bureau is kicking off a nationwide recruiting campaign to hire census takers and make sure they get an accurate count of people in the country. Alex Hager has more.
The count doesn't officially start until next year, but in order to hire about 500,000 people nationwide, the onboarding effort is underway now. The Grand Junction office is in charge of hiring in the Roaring Fork Valley, which could be difficult given that it's a rural area and nationwide unemployment is at a record low. Lori Cipriano is with the Census Bureau, and she says it's important that they're fully staffed because an accurate count carries a lot of weight.
Well, the results of the 2020 census will help determine Colorado's representation in the U.S. House of Representatives, as well as how certain funds are spent for schools, hospitals, roads, and more.
Census jobs in Eagle and Garfield counties both pay $16 an hour, while jobs in Pitkin County pay $16.50. Those rates are higher than most counties in Colorado. You can find out more about the openings and the census itself at 2020census.gov. Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
And I'm Molly Dove.